Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and the current economy is not kind to job seekers. Imagine trying to find a job today with a criminal record. The front line of prisoner reentry is the parole officer, whose job it is to try and keep ex-convicts on the straight and narrow. And we recently saw an interview online with a parole officer in Harlem. It was on the blog Rethinking Reentry. So let's meet parole officer Yvonne Oliver, who joins us now along with Angela Jimenez, director of downstate operations of the New York State Division of Parole. Thank you both so much for being willing to come on WNYC with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Brian. And for people without much contact with the criminal justice system beyond watching Law and Order on television, what's your job, Officer Oliver? What's a typical day like?
A typical day, there is no such thing. Each day is different, and that's one of the things that makes the job so exciting. But basically what we do is supervise individuals that have been released from state facilities, make sure they're following all of the rules of parole. There are 12 rules that each parolee has, and then they have additional special conditions based on their history and their crime. So it's our job to make sure they're following all of those rules, to supervise them, to make sure they're following any additional rules that we give them.
And we can take phone calls for our guests if you've been involved with prisoner reentry, either as a former prisoner yourself or a family member or an employer or someone else in the state justice system. Call and let us know what you think makes the biggest difference in successful reentry. We are rethinking reentry here at 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And Director Jimenez, how is Officer Oliver's job different from other parole officers in your department? I understand she works with a special reentry court.
Well, Officer Oliver is assigned to the Harlem Reentry Court. The Harlem Reentry Court is focused on people returning to a specific community in New York City, which happens to be the 25th Precinct. And what the Harlem Reentry Court has done is it has brought together all of the partners that work and do business and provide services in that precinct to assist this population that is returning to the 25th Precinct to perhaps be more successful with this large group of supporters around them. So in that sense, it is different. She works at the Harlem Reentry Court versus working at one of our regular parole offices, and there is a judge there who sees the parolee, so it is a different type of supervision.
Talk more about that, Officer Oliver, because people would probably think, well, parole is reentry. So if you're at a special reentry court, what's the difference between what you do and other parole officers would do in terms of trying to help the former prisoners, you know, successfully reenter society?
Well, one of the most important things is that we're community-based. We have the individuals report at the Harlem Community Courthouse on 121st Street. Being community-based means that we can go out into the community, meet with different community organizations, meet with the programs that they go to. We meet with the case manager. There's a case manager that's provided for the individuals at the courthouse. Any needs that they have, whether it be housing, childcare, any issues that are impeding their ability to succeed in parole, on parole, the case manager is there to assist them with, and the parole officer will meet with the case manager as well as the judge to make sure that we are addressing all of this person's needs and make sure that they stay out of jail.
Do you see patterns in terms of what makes for successful reentry?
Yes. A successful reentry means a lot of family support, number one, a person's mindset, and a person's actions. If they're following the rules of parole, if they come out of jail and they want to get a job and they make every effort that they can make to find a job or to get in some kind of educational or vocational training program, those things make a person successful.
Director Jimenez, same question.
Absolutely. Having the support, and I think that that's why the reentry court is so different. It's to be able to get supervised in your own community, have your families involved in the process of reentry is a big, big issue, which helps someone be more successful. Having the providers, the employers going out into the community and building this team of supporters. Reentry, one of the basics of reentry is collaboration, and collaboration not just the state agencies, but collaboration from local agencies, providers, employers, community-based organizations, faith-based organizations, all of that being brought together to provide this person with a great basis and a balance to begin their lives anew. So, yes, that's the pattern that we look for.
Let's take a call from Hopi in New Brunswick, who I think has a very important question here. Hopi, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hello, yes. I had a question. I have a friend who's, he has found multiple jobs in the state of New Jersey. I won't tell you the names of the places, particular hospital, particular mail company. Has one place he was working there, and they came back to him and told him that they had to terminate him because he had a background. They found his background history.
That he had a criminal record.
Right. And so they terminated him. The other company, mail company, he found the job. They loved him. He went on the interview. They said everything went fine. They said the only thing we have a problem with is your background history. And I wanted to know, is it legal for companies to say that and to do that, to say, well, we can't hire you because you have a background? And at the same time, how does somebody get back into the system? How do they get a job if they do have a background?
It's a great question. And I realize that he's in New Jersey, mm-hmm. Director Jimenez, and you work with the New York State criminal justice system. I don't know if the laws are different from state to state. But is it legal to not hire someone just on the basis of a past criminal record?
Well, our experience is more of the nature of, did the parolee on the application process say that, yes, he does have a criminal record? If you say no during the application or during the interview, at any point after that, you can be terminated because you have provided a false statement. We encourage our parolees to be as truthful as they possibly can so that they don't get surprised somewhere down the line. There are some employers who just cannot hire a formerly incarcerated person simply because that's the policy, that's the nature of the job they do. But we encourage our parolees to be as honest as you possibly can up front so that they cannot use the criminal history later down the line against them.
So, Officer Oliver, what about the second part of Hopi's question, which is, how do you work with the parolee to maximize the chances that they will get hired despite their criminal record when they do put it down on an application?
Well, there are different types of jobs that usually hire our individuals. There's moving companies, there's trucking companies. There's a lot of jobs where your background may not necessarily have as big an impact. If you work in a hospital or if you work somewhere where you're taking care of children, those are jobs where they're going to really, you know, look at your background. I find that from my experience, most of the guys that really want to work find employment eventually. It may not be the job that they wanted, but they do find employment. And there are also employment programs that we work with that give job training and help with that employment piece.
We're talking about reentry after prison with New York State Parole Officer Yvonne Oliver and Angela Jimenez, Director of Downstate Operations of the New York State Division of Parole, and James in Armonk. You're on WNYC. Hello, James.
Yes, hello. First, I should say that I'm not a convict, but I do have an arrest record for a misdemeanor, nonviolent. It was marijuana possession. And this may date back 10 years. How do I overcome that when looking to apply for a job? Because the question that's often asked is if I have a conviction record. And the answer, of course, is no. But when a check is done for my background, and this arrest comes up, it seems to be an obstacle. So my question is, how do I get around that?
So maybe the first thing for James, Director Jimenez, is that even though he can answer truthfully yes to whether he has a record of convictions, that he needs to then voluntarily disclose this arrest, because then it comes back.
Mm-hmm. He actually has the answer in his hands himself, which is, it's 10 years old, and you need to sell that. You know, it's like anyone looking for a new job. You need to sell the pluses, and you need to be honest about the minuses. So you do have the answer yourself there. Admit it, because, again, honesty is every employer is going to look for an honest employee. So you must admit it. But you also mitigate it. You say there were no convictions. You say it was 10 years old. It may have been while you were a juvenile. I mean, there are so many ways of mitigating it, so you have to use that to your benefit.
James, what kinds of employers do you find have turned you away that you think you would have been perfectly safe and qualified to work with?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because the trouble is in both the private sector and public sector jobs. It's funny that you're having this discussion today, because just yesterday I received a rejection letter from a government agency for a job that I had applied for, the Commerce Department, to be exact. And this surfaced, you know, and I was so disappointed because I was counting on this. Otherwise, I'm ideally qualified and suited. But the jobs that I do qualify for, that I can qualify for, cannot mm-hmm. get myself and my family out of the rut. So this is a problem that just keeps surfacing, you know, and it just makes it difficult, Brian, to get ahead. So
it's a terrible, dispiriting cycle, Officer Oliver. So make believe you were working with James. What would you tell him next?
Well, I would tell him the same thing Ms. Jimenez said. You know, you do have to be honest about the fact that this incident occurred, and you do have to sell yourself. I mean, it's hard for everyone to find a job, but it is harder if you have a criminal record. So that means you have to sell yourself even more.
James, good luck out there. Now, here's a very important question from Nick in Manhattan, who writes on our webpage, do you feel that the New York State prison system does enough to prepare people before they reach your services in terms of education, training, rehabilitation, counseling? What more would you like to see done there? Asks Nick. Officer Oliver?
I visit Queensboro Correctional Facility often, and that's where we interview individuals who may be possible candidates for Harlem Reentry Program. And I see the training that they receive. There are a lot of groups given. There are a lot of reentry groups to help prepare people when they are released from prison. However, I don't have experience working in the state facilities where they're housed, so I'm not as familiar with that.
Director Jimenez, were there cuts? I seem to recall there were cuts in the 90s to reentry programs, to education for inmates, for example, on the theory that, you know, why should we be spending money for lawbreakers to get educated when we're not spending the same money for law-abiding citizens to get educated? And so a lot of reentry programs really got slashed. Is that the state of things?
That was the state of things in the 90s under the Governor Pataki administration. Unfortunately, now we're in an administration who can see the benefit of those things, but economically may not be able to get them to where they want to be. You do need to know that the New York State Department of Correctional Services is our partner, and they in turn have begun to open a variety of reentry facilities around the state, Queensboro being one of the oldest ones. We'll be opening Bayview for women, a reentry unit in Bayview. We have Hudson. We have Orleans. So the Department of Correctional Services is a reentrant partner and is working towards doing much, much more to prepare people before they get released to the community.
Here's an employer, David in Glen Ridge. David, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hello. Hi. This rang a bell with me. I used to have a woodworking shop in San Francisco. This is going back about 25 years. And mm-hmm. like a lot of small employers, anyway, I had trouble finding good help and keeping good help, finding people that would come into work every day, actually. Somebody from a group called Friends Outside recommended I try some of their folks. And what Friends Outside does is it helps paroled ex-convicts get jobs. And I said, sure, if they'll come into work, I'll give it a shot. And admittedly, it initially bringing literally a couple of murderers into my shop to work with me was a bit
scary.
A bit scary, a bit off-putting, but they turned out to be very easy to work with, very, very normal, easygoing people. You know, they had made their mistakes. They knew they had made their mistakes.
So your advice to other employers is give people a chance.
These guys were great. These guys came into work every day. They stayed as long as I asked them to. They did everything I asked them to. I got no guy. I said, pick up a broom. I got to sleep. It's a mess over there. Yeah. Nobody said, I didn't get the guff that I was getting from the guys that I've been trying to work with for.
David, thank you very much. Do you think, Officer Oliver, that there are different types of parolees? Of course, there are different types of any group of people, but ones who are, you know, still kind of disorganized and messed up, and other ones who may be the most motivated workers anybody will ever have because this is their chance to go straight and get right.
Definitely. I was having a conversation with a drug counselor who you know, she counsels one of my individuals, and she said that the person applied for a job. He was almost hired. He got to the last step. He was going to be a doorman for a building. He got to the last step where he met the residents. They liked him, but afterwards they denied the job to him, and he was in her office crying because he's someone that is a very hard worker and is looking for a job and wants to work.
Kyle in Union County, you're on WNYC. Hello, Kyle.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How about you?
I'm all right. I'm on currently on the ISP program in New Jersey. It's called ISP. It's Intensive Supervision Program for Nonviolent Offenders. And what they do is they let you out of jail early. And part of the program is that you have to work and you have to pay fines. And me, I was a former business owner, a partner in the business, and I was not allowed to continue in that. I had to find my own job, a job separate from that.
So right now, just because we're going to run out of time, what's happening?
Right now, it's getting hard to find a job. And New Jersey offers a lot of benefits for people that hire felons, such as work opportunity tax credit, where you get $5,000 off your taxes.
And I'm going to have to go because our time's going to run out. But does New York have that kind of a tax credit?
Absolutely.
Does Kyle's story ring a bell with the trouble that he's having because things are even tougher now in this economy than they were before?
Absolutely. But I think having been a owner himself, there are things that you can do to get back on your feet. It does take time, and it'll take some licensing approvals and things of that nature. But you can reopen a business that you may have had at one time.
Real quick, Officer Oliver, how are you seeing the current economy reflected in the experiences your clients are having?
Well, they're definitely having a hard time finding work, but now is the time to increase training, increase education, and that's one of the things we're pushing. We also work with a program that offers free tuition, so we're encouraging people to get their GEDs and get their degrees.
How can people get more information about the programs that are available to them, either through the Harlem Reentry Court or anywhere else? Director Jimenez?
Well, of course, Rethinking Reentry blog is where to start. If you need information specifically to parole, www.parole.state.ny.us. And even the Department of Corrections, their website will also give you what's going on inside.
And Rethinking Reentry is where we found you, so we thank them for that and for you. Angela Jimenez, Director of Downstate Operations at the New York State Division of Parole, and Parole Officer Yvonne Oliver with the Harlem Reentry Court. Such a pleasure to meet you both.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.